I can definitely talk about the first time I saw the real Cats playing it, and it was the first time I went to Brazil. And in Brazil, in Rio de Janeiro, every first Saturday of the year, there is a Roda do Choro. A roda is a circle, and the nice thing about this music is that it's played in a circle, often around a table. Often there's some beers on the table. And this music is just really being shared between four musicians or 14 musicians or 20 musicians, depends how many people show up. And you see all these people playing this music, and basically it feels so good. There's this so much respect between the musicians. They're looking at the great masters, the younger people checking it out, looking at the guitar players' fingers, learning, listening. And everybody's, you know, walking around, but quietly. So everybody's participating in this music, and they were very proud to be playing it by heart. It wasn't music that was written down and people were reading it at the beginning. So it was basically an oral tradition. And then you realize that there's something so social about this music.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, and the rest of you, how are you guys doing tonight? All right, we're very, very happy to be here at this beautiful, incredible room, part of Jazz at Lincoln Center. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Victor Gonzalez on the accordion. Victor Gonzalez on the accordion. From Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Also from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, Mr. Sergio Krakowski on the pandeiro. Sergio Krakowski on the pandeiro. And from Belo Horizonte, Brazil, on the 7-string guitar. Yes, you guys are counting correctly, if you can see it. There are 7 strings on this guitar. This is Cesar Garabini. Cesar Garabini. We're here celebrating what I like to call it the national music of Brazil, but there's a lot of different kinds of music from Brazil. But choro, C-H-O-R-O, choro music is where my heart is. And we like to call it the father of samba and the grandfather of bossa nova. And it has a lot of different flavors. So we're celebrating a lot of different composers and flavors. So the first song is called Teclas Pretas. Is a song by Pascoal de Barros called Black Keys. Not to confuse with the Black Eyes. Black Eyed Keys. Anyway, the second song was by one of the great masters of choro, who wrote hundreds of choros and influenced many, many people. Saxophone player and by the name of Pixinguinha. If you don't read Portuguese, you're going to read it as Pixinguinha. And the song is called Cheguei. And we're going to continue with a song, little song I wrote, called Waiting for Amália. Thank you. difficult. It's technically demanding. Can be very virtuosic, and the nice thing about it coming from jazz, I mean, you can look at it from different approach. I think it's a perfect combination between the classical music and jazz, because if you look at it as a classical musician, it really takes it needs the precision of a classical musician. And if you look at it as from the jazz approach, then you can really go as deep as you want as far as constantly improvising. So you play the melody, but when you don't play the melody, it's just like the music of New Orleans. You can play counter melodies when somebody else is playing the melodies, and you can accompany, and then when you play the melody again, you can solo, and you can use your knowledge in rhythms and harmonies just as any jazz musician does. So when I play Shoro, I get to be the soloist, but then I get to be the accompanist, and I get to be the soloist again. So the music keeps me on my toes. You have to constantly know what's going on. Thank you.
How about Cesar Garabini on the guitar? Cesar Garabini. The song we just played is a song by one of a great composer, guitar player composer from Brazil by the name of Ginga. The song is called Choro pro Zé. Choro for Zé. Zé. Eh. And we're going to continue with the song by another guitar player, and known as a tenor guitar player by the name of Garotto. Garotto. And the song is called Desvairada, which means crazy. Oh, woman. Crazy woman. Oh, really? No, just kidding. Okay. Thank you. Couple of songs now written by clarinet players. You know, because that's when I get to breathe. That melodies that make sense for the clarinet. So the first one is called Ternura by Cachimbinho. And after that we're going to play Espinha de Bacalhau, the Codfish Spine by Severino Araújo.
Thank you.
there's a lot of different layers. You listen to the melody played by the clarinet or by the accordion by Vitor, and then there is another melody that being played by Cesar on the 7-string guitar.
So as you can see, it's a regular guitar with an extra bass string, so you can play anything you know already how to play on the 6-string guitar, and it works well. But then you have an extra bass, which is a C. And in choro music or samba, we usually play chords along with bass lines, so you will connect, it's like connect the dots, connect the chords, so we're playing. So my job is a bass player and a harmony instrument and a good mixture of both.
And you can listen to the groove. The groove that, you know, is just that makes you shimmy in your chair, that played by the pandero.
And in choro, if you have one percussion player, it's a pandero player. I use the pandero in a quite low pitched way because this gives me the possibility of playing lower sounds, so I can have a bigger range of sounds, because you can have a very low sound. Then you can have a snare drum sound. And then you have the hi-hat. If you use the skin in this way, you have kind of a drum set in your hand.
And in the accordion you have the bellow that you open and close. And then you have four sets of reeds here and four sets of reeds in the left hand. So because you have four sets, you have different octaves and different sounds. And for that, you have the register that you switch from one to another. Here's the low reed, the mid reed, and the high reed. And also, actually, you have two in the middle, which gives this sound, sort of like French sound. An interesting thing in this group, it's just like the guitar gets to be the accompanying instrument and soloist instrument, so does the accordion. Can you give me some like groove to get to, so you can play it better? And then I switch to the melody, and then Anaj takes the melody and get back to the groove.
Sergio on the pandero is playing grooves, but he's also interacting and enhancing the melody. And I play the melody on the clarinet, but when I don't play the melody, the nice thing about this instrument that it has a high range and a low range, so I can play the melody or I can join the 7-string guitar and kind of make sounds going underneath, like low end. I can play counter melodies or improvise or play rhythm. So just check out the different levels. There's always something to listen for. Thank you. This song that we just played is called Ternura, Tenderness, by a clarinet player from Brazil by the name of Cachimbinho. I know you'll never remember all these names, but luckily, you can Google them. And we're going to play another song by a clarinet player. The clarinetist is called Severino Araújo, and the song is called Espinha de Bacalhão, the Codfish Spine. Yes.
Sergio Krakowski. This little instrument, this little hand drum, the pandero, that sounds like a full drum set. And one of the greatest in the world playing it, Sergio Krakowski. And the accordion, this amazing virtuoso, Mr. Vitor Gonzalez. Vitor Gonzalez. And our bass player and guitar player, two in one, HP, Mr. Cesar Garabini. Cesar Garabini. We would like to thank you all for coming out and be with us here tonight, and for those of you at home or watching a live stream, hope you're having a nice time on your couch. And thank you for watching. And, you know, we all live here in New York. I know these guys are Brazilians, and I'm not really, I'm the gringa in the band. I'm from Israel, but I fell in love with this music, with the music of Brazil, with the culture, with the language, with the beer, with a lot of different things. And very, very happy to be here at Jazz at Lincoln Center presenting Choro music. Viva o Choro! Thank you, guys. So we're going to conclude the set with a frevo, another rhythm from the northeast of Brazil, frevo. And the composer is the multi-instrumentalist Egberto Gismonti. And the song is called Karate. And thank you very much for being with us. That's so nice of you. Do you know how great it makes us feel? Thank you. We would love to play another song for you. You know, Brazil has so many different genres, styles, types of music, schools of music, and one of the schools of music is Hermeto Pascoal. He's an incredible, another multi-instrumentalist. You guys gotta do it big, huh? So, Hermeto plays many, many instruments and he writes incredible music, and this is just one little glimpse into his world. This is Chorinho Pra Ele by Hermeto Pascoal. Thank you. Thank you very much, Vitor Gonzalez, Sergio Krakowski, Cesar Garabini. My name is Anat Cohen. Thank you very much, you guys. Aventuroso.